Mass of the Octave of the Epiphany. The introit, epistle, gradual and alleluia verse, offertory, preface, and communion are the same as on the feast. Introit. Behold, the Lord, the ruler, is come, and dominion, power, and empire are in his hand. Give to the king thy judgment, O God, and to the king's son thy justice. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church prays that her children may have the grace of becoming like to Jesus, who appeared in the Jordan, filled indeed with the Holy Ghost, and the object of the Heavenly Father's love, but at the same time, truly man like us, and faithful in the fulfillment of all justice. Collect. O God, whose only begotten Son appeared in the substance of our flesh, grant, we beseech thee, that we may be interiorly reformed by him, whom we confess to have outwardly taken our flesh on himself. Epistle. Lesson from Isaiah the Prophet, chapter 60. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and a mist the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall walk in thy light, and kings in the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see. All these are gathered together, they are come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall rise up at thy side. Then shalt thou see and abound, and thy heart shall wonder and be enlarged. When the multitude of the sea shall be converted to thee, the strength of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Madian and Ephah. All they from Saba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense, and showing forth praise to the Lord. Gradual. All shall come from Saba, bringing gold and frankincense, and publishing the praises of the Lord. Arise and be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Alleluia, alleluia. We saw his star in the east, and are come with our offerings to adore the Lord. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 1. At that time, John saw Jesus coming to him, and he saith, Behold the Lamb of God! Behold him who taketh away the sins of the world! This is he of whom I said, After me there cometh a man who is preferred before me, because he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he may be made manifest in Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John gave testimony, saying, I saw the Spirit coming down as a dove from heaven, and he remained upon him. And I knew him not, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, he it is that baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, and I gave testimony, that this is the Son of God. O Lamb of God, thou didst enter into the stream to purify it. The dove came down from heaven, for thy sweet meekness attracted the Spirit of love. And having sanctified the waters, the mystery of thy baptism was over. But what tongue can express the prodigy of mercy effected by it? Men have gone down after thee into the stream made sacred by contact with thee. They return regenerated. They were wolves, and baptism has transformed them into lambs. We were defiled by sin, and were unworthy to stand near thee, the spotless Lamb. But the waters of the holy font have been poured upon us, and we are made as the sheep of the canticle, which come up from the washing fruitful, and none is barren among them. Footnote, Canticle of Canticles, chapter 4, verse 2. Or as doves upon the brooks of water, white and spotless, as though they had been washed with milk, sitting near the plentiful streams. Footnote, Canticle of Canticles, chapter 5, verse 12. Preserve us, O Jesus, in this white robe which thou hast put upon us. If, alas, we have tarnished its purity, cleanse us by that second baptism, the baptism of penance. Permit us too, dear Jesus, to intercede for those countries to whom thy gospel has not yet been preached. Let this river of peace, footnote, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 12, the waters of baptism flow out upon them and inundate the whole earth. We beseech thee by the glory of thy manifestation at thy baptism, forget the crimes of men, which have hitherto caused the gospel to be kept from those unhappy countries. Thy heavenly Father bids every creature hear thee. Speak, dear Jesus, to every creature. Offertory. The kings of Tarsus and the islands shall offer presents. The kings of the Arabians and of Saba shall bring gifts. And all the kings of the earth shall adore him. All nations shall serve him. In the secret, the Church once more proclaims the divine manifestation and begs that the Lamb, who by his sacrifice has enabled us to offer God an acceptable oblation, may graciously receive it at our hands. Secret. We offer sacrifice to thee, O Lord, in remembrance of the manifestation of thy newborn Son, humbly beseeching thee that as our Lord Jesus Christ is the author of what we offer, so he may mercifully receive the same. Communion. We have seen his star in the east, and are come with offerings to adore the Lord. While giving thanks for the heavenly nourishment just received, the Holy Church prays for the unceasing help of that divine light which has appeared to her, and which will enable her to contemplate the purity of the Lamb, and to love him as he deserves. Post-communion. May thy heavenly light, we beseech thee, O Lord, go before us at all times and in all places, that we may contemplate with a clear sight and receive with due affection the mystery whereof thou hast been pleased we should partake.